So welcome to another episode of the Swamp Inside Florida Athletics. I'm your co-host, Anthony Beckham, on my other co-host.
Jerry Brown.
The transfer portal.
Just to let y'all know, I have officially entered the transfer portal.
Come on now.
You're in the portal.
Best season ever, guys.
Unless I get a bigger NIL deal from this podcast, I mean, I have to enter the portal.
Which is not going to happen, sadly.
Man said sadly. I'm crying.
The case.
All right, so if y'all are just tuning in, well, everybody should be tuning in. I just retweeted it. There's some huge news tonight that we are dropping. Huge news.
But before we get into that, we in pain right now.
Yeah.
Right now? I've been in pain since August.
We're going to get into the atrocity of what we call the last game of the season. And the atrocity really honestly started in the fourth quarter.
Are we sure it started in the fourth quarter? I feel like it started in the
– It started in the fourth quarter. Yeah, you're right.
It started when they took the lead.
The reverse call.
It started before they even scored a touchdown when we kicked the field goal on fourth and one instead of going for it and trying to score a touchdown.
They couldn't stop the running game either. That's the funny thing.
It literally was the ghost of last year's football game right there, coming right back to bite us. And then when we got the momentum, got the safety and everything, we tried that stupid-ass trick play. What are we? That tricked no one, first and foremost. Second of all, why are you calling a trick play?
Why are you calling a trick play?
Like William, Willie, Bill, Billiam, Billy. The fuck are you thinking?
Literally, when you have all momentum, ETN is hot. I mean, everybody hot. Just run the football. Run the football.
It's not going to hurt you to just run simple football plays every so often in that part of the game. You don't have to go for a stupid kill shot that fooled no one. Just run
offense
if you have an offense.
Exactly. And, you know, like, watching that game, I don't know if it was just me, but, like, I'd say when we went up 12-0 to safety, I was like, I'm not sure we're going to be able to do anything with the ball. But then when ETN got the ball past the 50, I'm like, oh, surely we're about to take momentum. We're about to just go ahead and go up 19-0, 15-0, and
nope.
No. We don't seize any momentum. Like, we just be squandered opportunity.
You just knew because it was the pattern all season long.
Yep.
We got the rifle pointed right at Florida State's head, and then we turned it on ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. It was an abysmal game, man. It was bad. I was hurt after that one. I ain't gonna lie. I felt like my guy, man. And also salute to my brother Dave, bro. I love Gator Dave. That is my guy. But I was feeling like him during that game.
Honestly, bro. If I don't blame him for doing that. I don't blame the passion for this program. I don't blame none of that. Dave, a local dude, so. Be good in my book always, but my God.
We loved it. We loved it. What's up, Kenny? What's happening, man? What's happening?
Let's go. We're going to talk. This is a therapy session, so let's just lay it all out.
Definitely a therapy session.
Jerry, get that alarm ready right now.
Oh, he said get the alarm ready. That's crazy. And on top of
that, before you even ring it, there are going to be multiple times where you ring this alarm, so this is the first time right here.
Let me keep it ready.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let me know, man. Let me know when to push the button.
Right now. It is the state of emergency. We way past the session at this point. We way past that. Ain't no type of therapy finna help right now.
Ooh. No, it's brutal.
We recapping this game. The only thing I have to say is this. Max Brown, great effort. Applaud the effort out there. But this is for the people that disrespected Graham Mertz all year long.
Uh-oh.
No, brother.
Next game, right there. is the reason why we couldn't afford to have him get hurt.
Yep.
Now, my question to y'all is this. Are y'all finally going to stop disrespecting this man and actually start giving him his flowers for the way he played this year? And for what he's going to do next year, because that's part of the breaking news. He will be returning next season.
Yep.
Great guy for DJ Lightway to learn under. Y'all going to stop disrespecting him? Or are y'all going to continue to try and push narratives that are not only not there, but make y'all look stupid as hell?
Well, man.
It's a general question.
What are we talking about, though? Like, no one, and who's doing this?
Look, Graham Mertz deserves to be respected.
There's plenty of folks out there that was doing that.
By that, you mean like seven people on Twitter and AB? Who gives a fuck?
No, it wasn't just that. Heard it on radio, I've heard it on TV. All right. Like, come on, bro. Like, come on.
People came into the season saying Graham Mertz is going to be what? Like, a bottom 10.
Literally at the bottom. They had him as the 14th ranked quarterback.
Yeah, which, at the time, wasn't the worst take in the world, because given what we saw at Graham Mertz prior, yeah, that's what he was.
Yeah, we didn't know what he was going to be. We didn't know
he was going to be. He played well. He didn't turn the ball over.
Yeah,
he was better than anybody thought he would be.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
He wasn't the problem.
Yep.
He played his ass off in the Missouri game, and if there's one way for him to go out, I mean, sure, which I hate it happened to him because he was having such a good season, and I think with him in this game, I don't know if we win, but I don't think we do some of the plays we run because he wasn't there.
Man, say, yo, George in the blocking home. Hey, I can agree, bro. That was an atrocity to watch. I mean,
that man is not a tackle, bro. That man is a guard, but then again, I always say this, just because you're a terrible tackle does not mean you're a guard. You're just a bad tackle.
Yep.
But it also doesn't mean you can't be a great guard.
90% of the time, that's not the case. You're just bad.
His feet are just slow, though, man. That's the issue. His feet are very slow. And, you know, with how the guys are today, like Jalen Carter's of the world, Jordan Davis's, he gets abused by any of those guys inside. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know where you would put him. I know one thing. We better have somebody at left and right tackle this coming season.
This is what I have to say to this comment.
Oh, brother.
That's what I have to say to that comment right there. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and get into this. So, we all know what the result was. It was 24-15. Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So, biggest takeaway on the season.
Sure. I have my takeaway. We stink.
Okay. So we came into this season, right? We can go back and look at it. We said that we thought this team had the potential to be 8-4, 7-5, at the absolute worst, 6-6, at the absolute best. We said 9-3 or 10-2. Maybe I think it's 10-2. We, quite frankly, we didn't even meet our expectations.
It wasn't close. And again, Vegas had like five some odd wins. So, Vegas, I'm not familiar with your game. You did your thing. I do believe a lot of the 9-3, 10-2 was us just wanting to believe we weren't that bad. Even though the signs were there from the very beginning, we were indeed probably going to be that bad. AB, I'm looking at you.
AB said who's going to be 10-2, only losses to LSU and Georgia.
This man said undefeated before a Georgia game.
Yeah, 7-0.
So the thing with AB, I'm not even going to just not even pick on AB, though.
I have no recollection of this.
AB, stop. This ain't a thing to pick on AB for. It's just with AB, he is one of the more positive outlookers when it comes to the program. It wants to believe the best.
No.
Oftentimes to your detriment. And this is one of those examples where it went completely against you. I think it's all of us, to be honest, because I think we're going to be that bad either. I said 7-5.
Which I have no great, this.
AB, stop it.
AB, I'm sorry what I did to you, bro. I said AB the homer. I screenshotted a picture of you. It's out of love, man. You can screenshot, get me back, but I had to post it.
AB the optimist.
Hey, but you were right about Graham Mertz pretty much being better, right? But you know, after looking at the season, bro, I want to know what you thought about the season, AB, because I had us being 7-5. At worst, 6-6, I believe.
Just answer this question real quick, J Money. I think our offense is very obvious. Get an offensive line, for the love of God.
This has been the – oh, my God. Can't do this, bro. Get offensive line.
Defense, a general just influx of talent everywhere, every level of the field.
Yeah.
Back end especially. We have no safeties whatsoever except for Castell. And he's a true freshman. Mitchell, yeah. I'm not sold on whatsoever. I'm just not. Sorry.
I corners, sold my stuff.
Our starting corners, yeah. I think you can use your imagination there.
And one of them might not be coming back, right? Or
I don't know.
AB ain't got nothing to say about it.
Oh no.
Hey, your team's the one that's gonna draft him, bro.
No, the hell we ain't. We good.
Hey man.
Trayvon Diggs, we batting the chip. We got DeRon Bland out there. We good.
It's a backup just in case, you know.
Their purpose is special teamer, you know.
Special teamer.
We're good. Devontae Turpin returns punts and kicks. We're good.
I kind of want to get into a little bit of the transfer portal, which has been huge.
Transfer portal.
Whatever you gonna call it.
Free agency, college football free agency. So we've had a few guys going to portal so far. Douglas, Kamari Wilson, allegedly. But they're still
that one has not happened yet.
That one's up in the air. Will Norman's going for sure, right?
Nope. He will be back.
Who? William Norman?
Yes.
Okay, that's crazy.
Actually, they came out and said he never actually entered the portal.
When did I miss this?
It happened like early this morning. They said that.
My agenda must live. All right. Will the Thrill is back. Kamari was still waiting on that one, but that was the name that was thrown out there. The biggest name that could be entering that we're still waiting. Sorry, y'all. Well, we know Max Brown, you know, salute to Max Brown for a great game. But I got to push the button, man. I'm sorry. Just a moment of silence for the pain that we're about to endure, possibly.
Yeah, the smoke and the rumors are real. There's a chance that Trevor Etienne could hit the portal.
Oh, God.
Bruh.
The world is wicked. The world is cruel.
This is.
We're doing everything we can to try and keep him.
And by everything you can, you mean?
Well, honestly, we trying.
Yeah, it ain't happening. He gone.
By trying, what do we mean by trying, Eddie? Because you the one you told me I was at work, man. I'm over here about to see patients. You're saying
you was about to become a patient.
I was about to become a patient. Literally, hydrochlorothiazide, amlodipine, lisinopril, losartan, all that. I was about to be on it one time. You telling me this?
Well, they did. They had exit meetings yesterday with the team. Well, the day before yesterday. So, of course, he's part of it. You do that every year at the end of the season. So let's just say, as of right now, they initially talked about entering the portal, but Still wait and see.
Could this be like a this random name, but like an Emory Jones situation in 2022? He's about to enter the portal, and then he ended up coming back for spring into the portal.
Could. You never know.
Great. But in good news, Montrell Johnson should be returning, correct?
Should be.
Yeah. I want seven back.
I need him back as well, bro. I mean, that guy, when you're talking about some of the best running backs we've ever seen in Gator history, bro, just in 2 years, like, ETN, he has potential to be, like, top three I've ever seen personally.
So he just makes something out of nothing every time you give him the football. He has the burst. He has the acceleration. He's got the vision. He's more powerful than you think. He's a playmaker, dude. And when you don't have very many of those guys, you can't lose those dudes. So exactly. Put the full court press on. Do whatever the hell you got to do to keep the man. I just can't. I can't, bro. I can't fathom seeing him go.
What does it mean for us if we do lose him?
We're screwed.
Not necessarily.
What you mean? What you mean? Like, well, we do have Carroll, but
coming off a torn ACL.
Torn ACL, yeah. Well, apparently AB knows something that we don't know, as usual.
Okay.
Hey, you see Georgia fans are trying to go after ETN, though. They're trying their hardest, bro.
They should.
Yeah, they want Edward real bad.
Do they?
The fans do.
Do they actually want him?
I hate when you do this. Yeah. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Because they already use three running backs.
Bro, they would want ETN.
Why would you go there?
Well, I don't know if ETN don't want to go there, but the Georgia fans do want him.
You never say those are talented players. Like, that's just my philosophy on it.
Yeah, and if Kirby were to push, I mean, you never know.
Well, that's the important thing. If Kirby Smart wants something, yeah. By all means. Correct.
J-Money brought up Cam Jackson.
No, we're not J-Money.
Cam Jackson is – I can't express how much – an important piece that him, you know, him coming back, that's huge. I mean, I think this guy was a guy that we saw, you know, he kind of had a little rough patch in the middle of the season, but starting off, he was strong. And then to end the season, I believe he was strong as well. So that's a guy I'm excited about having back, man. He's like a leader of the defense. Graham Mertz coming back, huge leader of the offense. Another name that people were floating out, I don't know if these rumors were true or anything, but Shamar James. I don't think the rumors are true. I don't think that's true. So, I wouldn't worry about Shamar James personally. And yeah, waiting on Prince Lee to make a decision. Pretty sure he's gone, but
I'd be for him.
Yeah, he's probably skedaddling.
If like most of your D line's back, and that does bode kind of well. Plus Cam Jackson coming back, that's good for leadership purposes and good for a guy that. Transferred in, had a really good season, had a really nice season, clogging up the middle. We don't have a lot of those guys, so we need to keep guys with experience along the trenches. This schedule is not going to be very fun. I'll tell you that now.
No.
Good right now, that schedule is going to be hell.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun, man.
It looks like that. This is what I look at. Returning production.
Compared to us.
Gary. But we just never know what teams, and that includes us, what they return, what they lose. You just never know.
All I know is we're a 5-1 team bringing back guys who were on a 5-1 team. So
and might be losing some of the best players on the 5-1 team. You know what I'm saying? So on the bright side, I do believe, you know, the cornerbacks, young cornerbacks, Dijon, Jakeem, Castell at safety. I think those guys are good.
Devin Moore, yeah. Love of God.
Devin Moore, please, bro. Eat your vitamins. Just eat the vitamins. drink vitamins. Hey,
by the way, Jerry, speaking of that, speaking of vitamins, speaking of nutrition, we're in the market for a new nutrition guy, you know?
Or a woman.
Well, my fault. All
right. What? Yeah. You know what I mean? We got to get into the coaching changes. We got to get into
You know, and some carousel was carouseling.
Yeah.
This is NCAA 14 type moves right now happening.
This preparation for y'all dynasty mode in the summer.
If y'all have been watching us, go ahead, AB.
No, you go ahead.
If y'all have been watching us since 2021, we've always spoke highly of Corey Raymond, man. You know, even at LSU, wanted to have him in Gainesville. A guy that I met personally, cool brother, you know, really, hands-on with the recruits. Just a nice guy in general, man. Nice guy in general. We parted ways with Corey Raymond, a guy that I felt like was a legend in the industry, a great developer. People claim that he was washed, but what do I know? What do I know?
One is more than likely gone.
One is in Princely?
Yeah. Because Pearsall, if you're talking about him, is absolutely gone.
I thought I said Pearsall gone. But yeah, Coach C. Ray's gone, y'all. That's a guy that we really praise. Like, we had a whole podcast dedicated to him coming.
Yeah.
About
that.
He'd be ducking the smoke, bro.
He does.
I'll say this. Love Corey Raymond. Respect everything that he's done. Especially with the list of players that he didn't put in the pros. And his list. A long list. But when your unit underperforms for the past 2 years, I mean, business is business.
Yeah.
The guys who were playing out there are just bad. You can't tell me you see Jason Marshall in practice every day. I don't care what accolades he came in with. I don't care what freshman season he had. He is not that guy anymore. Hasn't been for 2 years. And Jalen Kimber.
Kimber regressed. He regressed.
Oh, brother.
That was my issue with him.
Did he ever progress?
I thought he had a solid beginning of the season last year.
He was
fine.
He had a pick six, right, against USF?
Well, then again, Tim Ferris, now you can't do that.
Excuse my language, people.
Oh, God. All right. Hey, censor it if your children are in the car with you and you're listening to this.
Cover your ears.
Cover your ears.
And I know my mom and dad will probably listen to this, too. So I apologize in advance. Kirby Smart, you are a fucking liar.
Then again, my question is, and also, don't excuse my language because y'all know how to get down. Why the fuck would you believe Kirby Smart? Why would anybody believe him, especially when it comes to Florida?
Kirby Smart and Nick Saban are liars.
Wait and see mode.
Liars.
He showed flashes last year.
Yeah.
He played better last year with a club on his hand.
He did.
If by better you mean he played, if by that you mean he would, last year he was a stale sandwich with some cheese on it. This year we had no sandwich whatsoever.
Is this spam?
J Money. Bring up the J Money comment one more time.
What's up with a bacon spam?
J Money, you are my brother, bro. You are my A1 day one guy, our A1 day one guy on this podcast. But tell me this, how come every time a defense looks bad at UF, we got to always say the defense coordinator got to bring in his guys? We've seen this happen repetitively in no production.
But see, the thing about Todd Grantham and how bad he was, and Dan Mullen still hired him.
He brought in his guys and he had Chris Bogle standing up in coverage. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
It's like, what are we really doing? And what does Armstrong want our guys to be doing? I think he has potential to be, you know, a really good defense coordinator. But who's to say that, you know, his philosophy isn't, you know, slightly bad at times against certain matchups? You know what I'm saying?
Kenny, I hate to do this to you, yes, he did run out for senior night.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he can't come back.
God damn it.
Please.
I didn't say he was. I just said it doesn't mean he can't.
Jaden Hill doesn't have another year of eligibility, does he?
No, he's done.
Dang, that's tough.
Yeah, I like Jaden Hill. I like him a lot.
He's been there 5 years now.
Yeah, he was playing okay. There's more three or four. He regressed all the way over.
He actually has one more year of eligibility because of the COVID year, but yeah, that's not happening.
Nah, he out.
If Xanders has any more years of eligibility, I tell you what.
Oh, and by the way, I have an update on the DB and D-line coach. Announcements on that should be made soon.
Cool.
So be on the lookout for that. And Jerry has left the building.
No, I'm still here.
Jerry was cursing. That's why he covered himself and hit the mute button.
Not even, bro. He's with that. Not even.
He just didn't want y'all to hear it. That's all that was.
It's not like I'm watching a replay of the FSU game or anything, but you know.
What's that on in the background?
What's in the background?
Deron Bland getting toasted.
I can't wait till y'all get toasted again this weekend. Wait, who y'all got this weekend?
It's Cincinnati on Monday.
Ooh, that's gonna be a game.
Cincinnati. With Jake Brown in that quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The ungodly levels of trolling I will do to you for that.
Because the all-time leader in pick sixes in a single season getting bent over and made to touch his toes in the first 30 minutes of a game? Why y'all doing to me?
Because at least it's not the Jake Browning.
Hey, man.
Who's never started? Well, wait, did they play this weekend? No, they did not. He's never started the game.
At least he's throwing to Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, at least.
Is he throwing to him?
Yes.
Or is Trent Irwin?
Hey, man.
We saw that.
It bees like that.
Oh, it doesn't. But I agree. Yeah, J-Money, yeah, he probably does want to bring his own DB and D-line coach. Though, like I said, those announcements should be made pretty soon. And once they are, we'll see if the fan base will be happy with it.
So, is there any news that we know of or anything, AB? I know you're all into this, man.
So, basically, you don't make those firings without knowing who you want to replace. Mm-hmm. Especially before early signing day, 3 weeks before early signing day.
Yeah.
So, well, if you get rid of the part ways with them now, you already know who you've identified to replace those guys. So now you got to get them in. Pretty sure the recruits will probably know who they are. Get them in and say, hey, who are you working with?
Word on the street, we're going to have Paul Dean as the nutritionist. A little bit of Rachel Ray in there, man, getting them boys grilled chicken.
I'll take Rachel Ray.
But, bro, I was saying like this, though, bro.
And nah, bro.
Bro, nigga, we 5-7. We can't tackle. We can't cover. We can't line up in the right place. We ain't got no talent. And the smoothie lady getting all the shots? What she do? What the smoothie lady did? All she's doing is in the damn smoothies, chopping up these berries, trying to get these smoothies right, and then saying, "Man, the neighbor going, damn, we suck. What we gonna do? Hey, nutritionist,
no,
fuck out. We try to help y'all sorry asses stay healthy. And this is the thing she get.
Hey, bro,
always who stole."
Hey, Nate saw Big Dez walking around with a milkshake and said, "It's over. We gotta get out of here."
Big Dez, okay, I'm all fucking some crazy, but that's not that. Oh, never mind.
Relax. Let's relax. J Money.
I already know who I want for my DB coach.
Hey man, give me Bobby Flay for the nutritionist.
I have somebody in mind, but like I don't think people want that guy back.
I have somebody for D-line.
Hold on, Mark.
DB coach? Whoa. Huh?
What you mean want that guy back? Who was you thinking?
I'm not going to say no names.
No.
We're never going to get him back. He's my favorite DB coach of all time.
Open up Pandora's box. Go ahead and say it.
Coaches at Alabama, but we're never getting him back, so it doesn't matter.
Absolutely not.
You're a hater, bro. You're a hater.
Absolutely not.
What's your reasoning? He's about to put out a first-round pick.
You sure it's him actually coaching the DBs and not saving?
Huh?
You sure it's not saving?
It might be.
Ain't no might be. Saban's coaching them DBs. Why do you think every time they come off the field, he's talking directly to them?
Yeah, you got a good point. But he still has a great track record regardless, though. Even when he went to the Gamecocks.
Hey, man.
I'm just saying, bro. That's just me. DL coach, everybody's hyping up the guy from Pittsburgh. I'm not too familiar with his game. But, hey,
FIU head coach Charlie Partridge?
No, I ain't coaching no DBs, bro. They're going to be out there looking like a hybrid of Stonovan Diner.
Oh, my God.
And prime Dre Teen. So, yeah.
Calm down. No more. AB's favorite DB.
AB's favorite DB.
That I'll continue to flame.
Hey, at least nobody messaged you this year, bro. That's a good thing. You escaped this season without anybody messaging you, planning to catch your address, catch a fade.
Because guess what? They decided not to F around and find out again.
Oh my God.
I just think brother moves on out here.
AV got a durag, started acting crazy. That's just, ugh.
You were not real.
I really don't know if George is going to even transfer. Like, I really don't know. Why would he?
I doubt this to be the case, J Money, because they're still coaching. They're not going to leave the NFL that quick.
Yeah.
And we're expecting now those hires pretty soon.
Yeah. I know. It's up in the air, bro.
It's up in the air, so we'll see.
If he does transfer, at least I get to watch his brother on Sundays.
Unless he requests a trade.
Maybe I'll kill you.
I mean, of course you don't want ETN to go, man. Like, we all love ETN. But at the end of the day, man, it's a business. This is free agency for these kids nowadays. You know, kids want to go somewhere where they can be a featured player, featured back. They want to make money. They want to find a place that's going to give them the best opportunity to win a championship and get to the next level and make the most money as possible while getting drafted to the next level. So we just don't know, man. We just don't know. I think he's in a good spot. I think, you know, if he were to stay another year in Montrell slid, then he'd be the featured back. But as of now, it's looking like Montrell may be back. So I don't know what kind of lies Napier going to tell to get him to come back.
Biggest lies of his life.
Yeah.
Why do you got to be lies?
Because
what are you going to tell him?
Everything's a lie.
You're going to say, okay, we're not going to do 50-50 anymore. We're not going to do, you know, back and forth drives, alternating drives. We're going to have you as a feature back, and you're going to get the bulk of the carries. You know, like, what are we going to tell him?
I mean, you don't want a lot of kids because then they start talking to recruits. It's a whole trickle-down effect.
Yep, exactly.
True. But you got to do what you got to do with 5-7. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you got to keep 7 and make them a promise. Like, hey, bro, we're going to feature you more. We're going to get you more carries. Whatever you need. Like, we want to have you a part of this program and be a significant piece of this puzzle we're trying to put together. And Montrezl's gonna have to understand. And if you don't understand, you can go pro and be, you know, a fifth round pick, right? That's what we're talking about. Fourth, fifth round guy. Be a backup, maybe earn his way to, you know, to be a starter. He just has to learn how to catch the ball better out of the backfield.
And pass protect a little bit, but other than that, I mean.
Yeah. He's solid.
Now, we had a few others in the portal.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry's favorite player, Ty Bowman, entered the portal today.
Tiki-tiki-bo.
No, brother.
That sounded crazy.
Tiki-tiki-bo.
And borderline racist, but no.
What?
That's crazy. What? Look, I...
Abe, you are not a serious person, bro. Look,
Bowman produced at UF more than DeMarcus Bowman. So, salute to that brother for putting out on the field for us a little bit.
Bro, I want to tell you, ever since we've done this podcast, that was one of the biggest lies we've ever told about someone.
Oh, my God. The DeMarcus Bowman lies were elite.
Jesus.
Elite lies. We saw one highlight of him running down the sidelines in practice, and we thought he was going to be what ETN is, pretty much.
Yeah, well, you know, we all know what happened with that. But good luck to bro.
Jerry, so
now picking up the pieces. Where in the hell do we go from here when it comes to the recruiting class?
I mean, the recruiting class is fine.
Well, we just missed on the target. But I don't think he's ever coming to Florida regardless. So
you miss on the target or do everybody and their grandma know he was going to LSU?
Yeah, everybody knew he was going to LSU. So
like anytime you hear somebody say shot the world, like come on, man.
Yeah, seriously. Like
I'm gonna be lying every time I say shot the world, bro. Like we know about 4 days before you commit, you're probably turning that way, bro.
Yeah, like dog, we're not.
You're from Baton Rouge. LSU is one of your main schools, and you say shot the world.
If you're going to Louisiana, especially Baton Rouge, bro, we're shocked if you don't go there.
Bro was probably quoting like lyrics or something from a song he likes or something. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't like reading too much of that stuff, but you know that.
Yeah.
17, 18, yeah.
At least we bring back. Well, possibly we could be bringing back a defensive tackle that we thought we were going to miss on, that Kirby was going to try to get. But you know, nevertheless, that's another body we can add back to this class if he sticks.
Can just land Jordan Seaton, please?
For the love of God. Yeah, Jordan Seaton. You can throw the back. Throw the back. Throw the entire back.
Do we think this is going to happen?
I thought those two guys should be the first two guys to get fired. Good men, but
man.
We watched the film.
I mean, you can say that, but then. Here's the problem if you do that.
Okay, fire Matthew commit. Okay. This is the conundrum. Like, these coaches obviously stink, but a top-level recruit likes them. Mm. So, do you want the kid and then get rid of them later?
Yeah.
So you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater with this sometimes. You kind of just kind of grit your teeth and bear it.
Yeah. I mean, Seaton could be a guy that just changes our whole identity up front for the next few years. I'm a big fan of the guys we had coming last year, and Harris and Kearney, you know, so why not keep adding to that? Those guys, I feel like, are going to make a great impact next year, man, just coming on and getting PT. Richie Leonard had a pretty solid year.
He did.
Get rid of the toxic.
I'm our best lineman this year. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean,
probably our best lineman.
I'm trying to be facetious here.
I think Damian George really just had a horrible season.
He was
like,
so
I think.
Solid.
Yeah, that was just bad, bro. Like,
When Barber is not left tackle, let's just get that out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah. But all that to say, we should have beat Missouri and we should have. Most likely.
Oh, but sure. Well,
definitely we should have beat Arkansas. I mean, those are two wins we should have had. I mean, those are inexcusable.
Think about this. We won that South Carolina game. Did we win anything after that?
Bruh.
Nasty.
That's terrible.
Many of those games we could have won. We were in them. Only one where it was like, okay, Georgia, whatever. We weren't really in that game like that. All the other ones, you had chances. You had opportunities.
Yeah.
Your bad coaching decisions on the field cost you the Arkansas game, or play a part in costing the Arkansas game.
Yep.
Bad tackling. Even worse coaching decisions on the fourth and long fourth down in the Missouri game.
Mm.
Just dumb play all around in Florida State. It's just – we kept pointing the gun in the wrong direction.
That would be beautiful.
I would love that very much.
Also, if y'all are watching this, don't forget to go to DJ Lagway's account and go vote for DJ as 6A quarterback of the year. I think that's what it is.
Texas.
Texas, yeah.
Nothing.
No.
We had nothing on him. He's been quiet.
That boy's not coming here, bro.
He's going to Gainesville and eating Tinker and going home. That's what he's doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to Salty Dog and having fun.
Yeah, essentially.
Or we actually have a checkman to stop.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
I mean, we kind of do because
if by kind of you mean a slight chance because he's talking to us a little bit and having fun and going to the games, sure.
Hey, as long as there's a lag, there's a way.
Well, I'll say this. Obviously, he keeps visiting. So, clearly, the interest is there.
There's something he likes in Gainesville.
Something.
Yeah, the coaching staff.
I don't know, man. I have no idea. I have no idea.
But speaking of wide receivers, Caleb Douglas also hit the portal.
Yeah.
So, thoughts on that?
I like Douglas. The injury stunk. It is what it is. I hope he's doing okay. Shout out my boy Chris. That's his homeboy. So, he'll probably be back in Texas, most likely.
Yeah. I mean, I thought Caleb was a solid player, man. I really saw him having a lot of high upside for sure. He was coming on a little bit during the season. Looked like he got stronger. His hands got stronger. So, I'm wishing him the best wherever he goes, honestly, for sure. Salute to Caleb.
Yeah, so me personally, I wasn't as surprised as a lot of other people was. And I pretty much explained to y'all why.
What's that?
For one reason.
Well, here. Nice try, Jerry. Nice try.
No, we're talking about.
I don't see it.
Did you not check the group text?
No, I don't see anything in the group text.
No, I see nothing there.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Yesterday?
Ain't nobody swung to yesterday.
Well, then you'll never find out then.
Oh, brother.
Because I'm not going to say that on here.
There's a private chat in here for a reason, AB. Use it.
Yeah, AB, what are we talking about here?
See.
AB's got these. We got people listening on audio, man. What are we? I don't know what's going on right now.
Exactly. We do have people listening on audio.
Got these encrypted messages here.
Are they really?
Oh, also, if y'all are watching us, our guys, our brothers, Talking Sauce, they're also going live. So we got a lot of gator content everywhere right now, man. Salute to our brothers.
I'm pretty sure they're going off just as much as we did, as much as we are.
Yeah.
In fact, I know they are.
Yeah, I know Tim and Juice are.
Hey, man. The sauce part and Talking Sauce is going crazy.
Yeah, dude. They got a lot of sauce over there. For sure, right now. Big sauce. Big juice.
Yeah. Yeah, my thoughts with Caleb Douglas, like I said, I wasn't initially surprised. I mean, because once I found out like what was really going on, I was like, all right, I get it. But, you know, nowadays with the transfer portal, like we said, it's college football free agents.
Yeah. So,
I'm going to say this. there. First of all, the portal is a party right now.
Boy. My people that's going to be entering that portal, and my stupid around is going to be happening. Some of these kids, it happens every year. Some of these kids are going to land where they want to land. It is what it is, but hopefully they land on their feet somewhere. Maybe reconsider and go back and have better success. Who knows? But test the waters. Why not?
No, honestly, why not?
Now, the thing I need to see for before is just be quicker than what they were last year. I get last year why part of the reason why you know he had Ruiz doing what he was doing before they eventually caught his ass. So he can't do that no more. But now you have to be quicker in the portal. You have to you see a guy you want, identify him, get him on campus, do an in-home visit with him, lock in the commitment. No, so just be faster with the process.
Yeah, by year two, you should know what it is by now. Identify the guys you want and go after them.
Exactly. It's not rocket science.
Right. And he hasn't entered as of yet, but that's one we're tracking. Well, and because we didn't do this on indisputable evidence, we're going to make our picks for the conference championship games this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Look at that. New Mexico State and Liberty.
Boy, stop.
Hey, New Mexico State did go on the road to Auburn and beat them. And I'm going to beat them. Do they, though?
Yes.
Okay, they kind of do. You get beat on 4th and 31. 4th and 31. With seconds left, all you got to do is just knock the ball down, and you win the game.
It was man coverage on 4th and 31.
My point exactly. All you had to do really was play zone, and that likely doesn't happen.
And it was a three-man rush on top of that.
So who do we got for let's leave Oregon and Washington for last. Well, actually, Bama and Georgia for last.
Oh yeah, Bama and Georgia last.
And we'll do. Let's do. So we got Liberty. Who we got? Oklahoma State, Texas.
Texas.
I got Texas as well.
Texas.
SMU Tulane. I got Tulane.
That could be close.
There, I like Tulane a lot. I like Michael Pratt a lot. So yeah.
Win by Tulane. Narrow win.
Michigan and Iowa. Who we got? I got Michigan for sure.
The real winner is going to be my sleep schedule because that game is going to be boring as all hell.
It's going to be disgusting to watch. Exhausted.
You know what? I'm going to pick. Let me stop lying. I'm picking Michigan.
Look, if Iowa won, that would be very interesting to say the least.
Like I said, if Iowa wins, all hell won't break loose at home.
Iowa's winning that game 3-0 if they do.
So what?
If they win that game, it has to be 3-0.
Be real. No, what if they won that? What if they won? It was like 3-2.
Big Ten ball, baby.
Big Ten football.
Years back when Auburn Mississippi State played, it was like 3-2, and that was the final score.
Ridiculous, dude. Ridiculous. Who we got for Miami, Ohio, and Toledo?
I like Toledo a lot. I love that offense.
I love Maxson, baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Toledo as well. I think they'll pull it out. Tough team, gritty team. They should be able to get the win. Louisville and a certain team.
I'll take FSU here. Of course you are.
This is my thing. I feel like if Louisville can generate pressure and not be a stupid team and execute, they have a chance. But Florida State has found a way, time in and time out, how to find – a win, how to seek out a win, bro. I mean, I don't know if it's Norvell or just the toughness of this team in general, as far as the players, but they find ways to win in tough situations. So I'll take Florida State.
The running game for Louisville is what wins this game for me.
Didn't help against Kentucky, I did it.
They actually ran the ball well against Kentucky. They just didn't stop the run.
Well, there you go.
Benson's a back.
Ray Davis was, and it was really Ray Davis out of the backfield receiving as well. That's really what did it. He only had 15 carries, but he had 3 touchdown runs. But the usage out of the backfield is what I was mostly paying attention to. They used him out of the backfield more that game than they did all season.
I do not believe in Louisville. I'm just going to say it right now. I don't.
Yeah.
You just want to see us in pain.
You're coping. Talking about we want to see us in pain.
I hate Florida State, but I got to go with them.
I'm just calling it how it is here. They're probably winning this game.
In the final two games that we got to go over, let's start with Oregon and Washington.
I agree.
Of course you do.
Yeah, he's a homer. AB homer. But anyways, I'm going to go, man, Washington's been getting lucky in the last few games. Not sure how I feel about them. I think Oregon wins this game.
I will say this real quick. That 10-point spread is way too high for me.
What's the spread looking like? Who's in favor?
Oregon's a 10-point favorite, but it's way too high.
I ain't gonna lie, I have money by 10 too.
Great.
Yes, I can see them winning by 10.
Is it that high?
Yes, it's that high, and I don't believe it should be.
It'll probably be a 7-point game, I say, but Oregon's better. Or I just think Oregon's a better team. Like even in the game, as well as instances where like Washington beat them, right? But Washington was getting outplayed for like 58 minutes of that game.
Yeah,
Dan Lang is being an idiot and going for a fourth down right for the half for no reason. Yeah. Going on fourth down right before the game went in drive. He didn't have to do any of that. Cost them a lot. And I think Oregon is just better in the trenches than Washington. I don't think Washington's defense is all that great.
Yeah.
Oregon's better. I just think Oregon's a better team.
And Washington plays down to their level of competition, or to the level of competition at times, which I don't like. So, yeah, man, I got to go Oregon. I think they're going to come out firing. Well, Bowden's going to have a great game.
What did you just say? They play down to the level of competition?
Washington at times.
You think they're going to do that this week?
I think they're going to play down. I think Oregon's better.
Yeah, I think it catches up with you.
They've been on autopilot for a long, long time ever since that game.
I love the way Oregon's played, especially Bo Nix these last few weeks. I mean, he pretty much can seal the deal with the Heisman Trophy this weekend because it's really, let's be honest, it's really down to Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, and even Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah.
Right now. So Bo Nix can seal the deal because Jaden Daniels doesn't have another game until the ball. But I'm actually going to go with Washington in this game. I just got a feeling that not only are they going to play up to their level of competition, but I wouldn't be surprised if Michael Penix has a generational game this game. I really would not be surprised. I mean, them wide receivers he has, they're all going to be in the NFL for at least 10 years.
Elaborate on generational.
300 to 400 plus yards passing, maybe 4 to 5 touchdowns. I think this is going to be a high scoring game.
So you think if Michael Penix wins that game, like they think he's going to Heisman?
I don't know if it'll be enough for him to win it because of the way Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels played the last few weeks. But if he doesn't have an invite, he'll get one at least.
I like Michael Penix, man, but I just don't know if he's going to be able to have another good game against Oregon. I mean, we'll see. I like both of these teams. I do. It's tough, but I'm going to go with Oregon. I think they have a better defense. I think they're a little bit tougher. So that's what I'm going to go with. But I know you got Washington AB, so we're going to see.
Wait, you said what?
So I know you got Washington, so we're going to see.
But I'm also say this. If you get in a shootout with Washington, they've proven they can win those games.
Yeah.
That's why I saw half their games have been. They've all been shootouts.
Including against Oregon earlier this year. Granted, that was in Seattle. It was still a hell of a game. Yeah. And it's a great game this week. So
really, if Dan Lanning just doesn't coach like an idiot and just gets over aggressive like he did that game, just take the points at the end of the half. You got the ball right at the top of the second.
Take the ball. Be smart. Keep your composure.
And that game is on Friday, by the way. Game is on Friday.
Oh, it's lit. I forgot something.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday. Correct. Tomorrow,
so that game will be tomorrow night, I believe, on ABC. From live from Las Vegas.
Those are Fox. Or is it ABC?
That's on ABC this year. ABC. They alternate every year. So this year, ESPN and ABC got it.
And this is the game I love to see every year, bro. Saban, Kirby Smart.
Again.
Kirby Smart, Saban.
Yet again.
And I think this year you got an Alabama team that's slightly underrated coming to this game. So
slightly underrated and like getting better every week.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're turning into the team you don't want to play right now.
Yeah. Which is that would be my concern if I was Georgia. Oh, but at the same time, I do think Georgia. Huh?
Tony Pollard touchdown.
Oh my God.
Why am I so behind?
Sorry.
Fantasy.
Didn't mean to interrupt you, but you know.
No, bro, you're good.
But yeah, this, they are, like I said, the team you don't want to play right now. Now, did they look great last week against Auburn? No, it's a rivalry game on the road. Auburn played out of their minds. And you knew they were going to do that with the way they played the previous week against New Mexico State. You knew you weren't going to see that Auburn team right there. So, this past week against Alabama, they played as well as they could play. And all they needed was a stop, and they just couldn't get it. But Alabama just finds ways to win. They just found ways to win. And they're getting better in that aspect. So I'm going to let Marcus go first and make his pick.
All right. Given all that, Alabama is a team that's starting to gel and starting to play their best football now. But on the opposite side of the equation, so is Georgia. And they got healthy with Bowers coming back. Thankfully, I don't know why he came back, but he's there, and he looks like Brett Bowers. Carson Beck's coming into his own. Defense is still a defense. So with that being said, I'll probably take Georgia, 28-24.
Yeah. I'm going to take Georgia. I just think Kirby's on a roll, man. You know, it's tough beating those guys right now. They find ways to win as well. I think Jalen Milroe is going to play a really good game, of course. He's not going to be able to make mistakes. He's going to have to be consistent. And Kirby's going to put him in tough spots. So I'm going to go Georgia 31-24. I do believe Alabama got really lucky last week. I think that sometimes can come back to get you in a game that, you know, is hyped up like this game, game this magnitude. So I'm going to go Georgia 31-24. Yeah. AB, I know you're going to Alabama. So what's the score?
I didn't say I was going with Alabama.
You know exactly what you're doing, AB. Stop.
Sorry, y'all. I just seen two players hit the quarter and they shocked me.
Who?
One of them being from Clemson.
Fred Davis?
From Clemson.
He went there first, didn't he?
He's at UCF, so that doesn't count. But no, Toriano Pride Jr.
Oh.
Kind of surprising. I thought he'd be a big part of it. But then again, they had freshman ball in that secondary. So I get it. Now, see, if this happens, and by the way, the dude from South Alabama that just entered the portal at wide receiver, I would get an extensive look at him on film. Me personally, but J Money, this happens, first of all, we're gonna have to have a discussion. about Georgia because what the heck happened if that happens? But number two, Texas fans, I'm sorry, even if y'all win, but if Bama does this, they jumping y'all.
Yeah, that's facts.
If they win regardless, okay, we know that
they're going to be in the playoff.
Yeah, that's something we're going to discuss. But all right, I guess I can see that. All right, my pick, Roll Tide. Now, when they win by 17, I don't believe they'll do that. If they do, I'll be shocked, and that would mean that Jalen Milroe had a generational game.
Yeah,
and that's the other thing. He's getting better and better and better as the week goes on, as the year goes on, especially with his pass. I mean, it's a complete 180 from the beginning of the year to where he is now as a passer.
Salute to that man.
It just shows just the kind of work that he's put in. You can tell he's probably more than likely staying at the practice.
Mm-hmm.
He's watching film, working with the quarterbacks coach there, working with the receivers. I mean, it's all about repetition and just getting that continuity. And now he has that with these guys. So now, as a passer, I'm just impressed with what I'm seeing. Now, Carson Beck on the other side, well, this is going to be a great quarterback matchup because Carson Beck, I will go ahead and say it now. I was wrong. I didn't think that great in college, but he's proven this year he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
He's looking like he could go to the NFL right now. I mean,
all right, relax.
I'm telling you, bro. I mean, the guy, yeah. If he were to come out, he would get drafted.
It's not a pick six, but it's a pick.
Congrats.
That's number seven.
Another 20 part touchdown needed.
Oh, De'Ron Blaine interception.
First play of the game.
Get himself right. You knew eventually he was going to get himself right. But
I hope he was getting toasted all damn half.
Well, when you're guarding DK Metcalf, I mean, who is he not toasted?
Yeah, but DK's not.
I mean, the guy's 6'3 and 230 and can literally run with the U.S. track team, Olympic track team right now, if he wants to. That's scary to cover.
Now, if there's a touchdown, it was because he went for it and he got burned, but it happens.
But I'm going to say Alabama wins. I'm going to say the score is 35-28. I think that's also going to be a high scoring game. Georgia's defense is good, but running quarterbacks, they've struggled with them.
We said this for years.
But I mean, they have. Have they won most of the games? Yes. There's been a few games they've lost though because of it. I mean, I just think it's going to be a high score. I don't think it's going to be a defensive battle like some people think. I think this is going to be one of those games where possibly could be team with the ball last wins the game.
Georgia and Alabama's not been a defensive battle in like 5 years. I don't know why people keep saying this.
I mean, because they see the defense and they, maybe this is the year will be a defense battle. No, stop saying that. It never is.
It's not 2012, guys.
The game is expected to be defensive.
Oh, hey y'all.
It's a battle.
The schedule just dropped, I think, didn't it?
What schedule?
Fortis.
Wait, where do you see that at?
Nick.
I don't think that's like the actual schedule order of the schedule.
Teams that are on it.
Oh. Yeah,
teams that are on it right now. Wait, read the first three.
So we got Miami, August 31st. Samford, September
7th. Let's put that up real quick.
Yeah, let me see if I can get this.
Because if that's in order, then okay, now we know the order. What?
Now, we don't have Kentucky, LSU, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and Texas yet, but we do have a few of those games listed.
Yeah, they probably got it. They probably just got the dates for them. They ain't got time. So they ain't going to have the time for it. But I can guarantee you that Miami game is going to more than likely be a night game.
Yeah, I would say so. Let me see if I can pull it up here.
December 13th for all SEC teams. Yeah, that's true, J Money, but you know we get the scoop early. Like when it comes to Ford, we'll get the scoop a little earlier. Somebody's doorbell just rang. Who ordered a pizza, Marcus? I'm just kidding. What? There's nothing wrong with ordering a pizza this late at night.
No, I've done it countless times. Ask Jerry.
Bro, we lived off that.
That's because y'all didn't care back then.
Why would we?
Because you should.
But it's college, so I don't.
Why don't you just go to the cafe and... I'm just kidding.
Nigga, that shit was terrible, and they closed the tail all the time.
Yes. It was miserable, bro.
So, this is in order. The first four games of the year will be at home.
Yay.
And I'm willing to bet that three out of these four games will be night games. And against Sanford, let's just hope that we don't have a repeat of 2021.
Revenge game.
If I see Sanford score, if I see them score even 25 points.
I'm afraid I got some bad news.
I don't care if the walk-ons are out there. It's going to be a problem.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news, buddy.
I got good news. That ain't happening.
We don't know.
But, yeah, I guess they finally got the order. No, it's not an order because, as you can see, it's at September 14th and October 5th. You just know some of the dates for some of the games, not all of them. So, UCF, that may not necessarily be in order.
We're going to scroll down or no?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Okay.
So I will say some of these teams may not be as good as it looks once you get past the name. So let's keep that in mind. I mean, it's like the schedule is not in order, so yeah.
Yeah, it's not in order.
Georgia in November sounds wild.
Well, we did that in 2008, I believe.
Yeah.
And 2012, I believe.
We got Ole Miss and Mississippi State.
Oh, we're going to go to Starkville, ew. I don't want to hear cowbells, bro. I don't want to.
CeeDee Lamb, you have got to catch that, man.
Tough break.
Yeah, all right, let's go now. I can't stand them cowbells. Come on, man.
Oh.
At Texas?
Where's that chicken? Yeah, the schedule does look brutal when you look at it.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Now, before everyone freaks out, some of these teams, once you get past the portal, once you get past what happens in the offseason, yada, 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 quarterbacks changing, going, all that stuff. Some of these teams may not be as good as the name brand may suggest. You may have a better chance than you believe previously coming into these games once it actually rolls around. But yes, that being said, this is not exactly a paper soft schedule here.
Yep, that is very true. It's very true. And
how many sure wins do y'all think y'all see on the schedule?
We're not doing that right now.
I'm just saying, I see like two.
Maybe two surefire. Kentucky's not surefire anymore, unfortunately.
Stanford is a surefire.
Out of Kentucky, Ole Miss, and LSU. I think we win one of those, at least one of those at home. It's a must. It's the swamp.
Tennessee, I think we win that one. I think.
That one worries me a little bit. They're actually have the right quarterback playing this that year.
We'll beat Sanford, UCF, Texas A&M, Samford, Miami. We got to win two of those at home. Two or three. That'll be great. Three, but. And please, Billy Napier, can we please win two road games next year? I'm begging. I am begging.
That schedule doesn't look good. But we've held off long enough, people. Basketball team was very disappointing last night.
I didn't even watch the game, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Be glad you didn't, Marcus, because you probably would have thrown your remote late in the second half.
I was doing my Twitch stream, my dad was throwing the remote in the background.
I will say, I will keep it brief with this because not even much to discuss in that game. We played well when we played well. We played really bad when we played really bad. The guards need to be under control. They need to keep their composure. That is a job for the coach to do. Run a set offense in crunch time situations down the stretch. Set up your postman and Tyrese Samuel. Get them an easy look. Get some guys cutting to the basket. And if you're going to run a five-out offense, make sure it's not running to the same area and your spacing is proper. We struggled with that all night. The guards did not keep composure in the stretch. And, yeah, I mean, we went away from what worked. Riley Kugel had a great game, looked like the most talented player on the court. But all in all, we just could not close that game out. And it was an atrocious ending. Referees were bad as well.
Are you okay?
This is not a face mask.
They threw like seven flags on the last touchdown drive he had. So whatever.
Never mind. They picked it up. They picked it up. I thought I was going to have to jump through this damn TV and all. And then do something to his referee.
The referee's gave up seven penalties on the one-year touchdown drive. I don't hear it.
Boy, that catch was crazy. Oh, I was fanned.
I don't know who's going to be on the run. Yeah, this is true. That's why we're saying temper your expectations right now. Don't go off the deep end looking at the schedule because we just don't know who's going to be on some of these rosters.
All I'm saying is I know what we'll have essentially outside of, guys we know we'll have. And I know who our coach is. I need to figure out who the offense coordinator is going to be. I'll say that much.
Don't know. I hope it's good.
And you know what? Like, did Billy ever say, hey, I'm getting an offense coordinator? Or did everybody just kind of jump to that conclusion?
He's getting one. He has no choice but to get one.
But based on what? Like, I don't think he's ever come out and said I'm going to hire an offense coordinator.
There's no choice. He's going to get one.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
He has no choice.
Who told him this? Scott Strickland?
Do I look like I'm going to reveal how I found this out?
Hey, everybody, DM AB to find out who the next offense coordinator is going to be.
Do it. I'm shutting my DMs off.
DM and DM I'm asking about the recruits.
I'm shutting them off as we speak. Matter of fact,
he knows if we're going to get Seton.
DMs are shut up. But yeah, we're going to wrap this up.
Hey, pause. Bobo? Is Bobo related to Mike Bobo?
I'm honestly not sure. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Y'all got any final thoughts?
Final thoughts? No. No. I don't have any final thoughts.
If I have final thoughts, we'll be here for the next 20 minutes. I don't want to be here for another 20 minutes.
This is a painful podcast, but great to be a Gator.
Simple fact is, we suck. Next year, please don't suck.
Just please get six wins. Can't, I mean,
no, that's not excited that sounds.
Six wins, please. A bowl appearance. I want to go to the Gasparilla Bowl, please.
Oh, brother. No,
we don't want the Gasparilla Bowl.
Yes, I want to go to the Gasparilla Bowl. That's fun. Bro, it's fun. AB, if we go to the Gasparilla Bowl, we're going to all get tickets and go.
We are the University of Florida. We expect bigger and better things than the gas.
Well, seeing as you kept preaching progress, 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 it's going to be a long process. That's exactly what we're going to get, the Gasparilla Bowl.
We thought we were going to get that this year.
And then the Colt came in after the first like five games.
Yeah.
Look, man, we won two games at the vet. But either way, my final thoughts is, address the needs that we need to address in the portal and in the recruiting class, and address the needs, the rest of the needs on the staff.
And stop those stray shots at the damn nutritionist, people.
Man, seriously, she just want to make a milkshake, dog.
Yeah, she's trying to tell y'all unathletic asses to stretch every day. Do some Pilates, do some yoga, do something. You drink these berries, and that's the thanks you give her, Billy?
This man said drink these berries.
She got fired.
Who just made she throw that stupid-ass double reverse pass?
Who says she actually got fired?
Oh, Myrtle Street, she got promoted. To somewhere else or something like that.
Because I think she's still at the university. I just don't think she's with the football team. But other than that, who got the song? We'll do songs now.
Taps.
What? What do you mean Taps?
You never heard Taps?
Song of the week. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, let's do What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. Because I don't know what's going on in the transfer portal.
There's far too many of you not blocking. Brother, brother, brother.
Yeah, man. I don't know what's going on.
What's going on?
Perfect. It'll be perfect, AB.
There's far too many of you transferring.
I guess we'll go with that.
Billy, Billy.
Billy's not the answer. Oh, my God.
Let everybody know they can follow y'all. Burner accounts included.
Jay Breezy, I on Twitter, man. I try to stay positive on there. I am Breezy I is my backup, but I didn't have to use it this year, so salute to me. JLamar_II on Instagram.
Anyway, MarcusDavis904 on Twitter. This will be now. I don't have to worry about the Gators anymore. This rest of the season. This is a dedicated Jacksonville Jaguars account. And happy anniversary to the Jacksonville Jaguars today.
Seahawks
gonna
beat the Cowboys.
Follow me on Twitter at AceWade1, on Instagram at Ace_Wade1, maybe. You can follow the podcast account on Twitter at Inside_Swamp, on Instagram at Inside_FloridaAthletics, and on TikTok at Inside_Swamp. That has been another great/painful episode of the Swamp Inside Florida Athletics. We're going to leave you as we always do. God bless. Go Gators. Y'all stay safe. Take care of your loved ones. Tell them you love them every day. Take care of your chicken. Take care of your mentals. Wash your face. Wash your hands. Marcus.
With soap, with water, hot water, preferably, with a washcloth, a loofah, whatever you do. Thoroughly wash your ass. And wear socks and shoes. Closed-toed shoes, preferably, in the movie theater, in any and all public settings. In Florida Gators football program, stop sucking.
Stop sucking, please. Please. Oh. We beg.
Yo.
No, leave it in, baby. Pause.
Okay. All right.
That's what Florida State did towards the second half.
With that, we God bless y'all. Y'all have a great night.
Y'all have a great night, man. We out of here. Thank y'all for coming on.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Hey, man, what's your name?
of you cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love in here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me,
sister,
with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see.
Sister,
oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going,
yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, right now. Everybody thinks we're wrong. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on?